Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hello there and welcome. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and this is the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. Welcome back. Is anybody else hungry around here, or is it just me? Boy, I sure hope there's something behind the door that's marked number 20. Let's go see.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kids. To Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding and a cup of good cheer.
Yum. It's Christmas pudding and some mince pies. Good stuff. You know, I really do love this song. You know the figgy pudding part? Well, that's what I'm eating right now. Yeah, that was good.
Yes, thank you for that, Steve. Christmas plum or even figgy pudding is the traditional end of the Christmas dinner over here in the UK. But what's eaten now is a far cry from the original Christmas pudding.
Really?
Christmas pudding started life as a medieval porridge called frumenty, which was made from beef or mutton, that's lamb, with oats, raisins, currants, prunes, wines and spices. And it would have actually been more of a soup than a porridge, and was eaten before Christmas, during Advent, as a fasting meal.
Interesting.
By the late 16th century, the meat had been replaced by plums or figs, and was thickened with eggs and breadcrumbs. It was also given extra flavour by adding more beer and more spirits.
Well, that would do it.
It became the English traditional Christmas dessert around 1650, but it was banned in 1664 by the Puritans as a bad custom. Well, along with most other Christmas celebrations as well.
So then what?
In 1714, King George I re-established it as part of the Christmas meal. By Victorian times, Christmas puddings had changed into what we eat today.
Better. This is good.
The Sunday before Advent Sunday, which is also the last Sunday of the church year, is sometimes known as Stir Up Sunday.
Why?
Because the opening words for the Collect, which is the main prayer of the day, in the Book of Common Prayer of 1549, which is used in some Anglican churches, says, "Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruits of good works, may thee be plenteously rewarded. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen." It's traditional that all the family gathers round the mixing bowl and each person gives the mixture a stir.
That sounds fun.
A Christmas pudding should always be stirred from east to west in honour of the wise men.
I'll try to remember that.
Puddings also traditionally have a silver sixpence coin putting them before they are cooked, and the person who finds it in their portion will have luck for the following year, but hopefully no broken teeth.
No kidding.
The pudding is topped off with a sprig of holly, and then brandy is poured over the pudding, and the pudding is set alight to make a spectacular display at the table.
That would do it. Sounds fun.
Now I've had some pudding, I think I'll have a quick mince pie. Well, like Christmas puddings, mince pies were originally filled with meat, like lamb, rather than the sweet mincemeat that we have today, and that's why it's called mincemeat.
Makes sense.
They're originally made in an oval shape to represent the manger that Jesus slept in as a baby, with a little pastry Jesus lying on top of the pie. Mince pies are also the traditional treat that's left out for Santa Claus over here in the UK. Well, he needs some energy after delivering all those presents.
Hey James, how do you like your mince pies?
Hot, with a large scoop of ice cream.
Yum. I'll try that next time.
A custom from the Middle Ages says that if you eat a mince pie on every day from Christmas to Twelfth Night, which is the 6th of January, you'll have happiness for the next year.
And some extra pounds.
Well, I don't know about the luck part, but I'll certainly eat the mince pies.
Sorry, James, I think I just ate the last one. Well, so this has been day 20 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, and I'm Steve Webb. There's not long to go now. Can you believe it? It's already show 20. The background music today was Jomi Wilson with What Else? We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And of course, excuse me while I swallow. And of course, the theme music, as always, was Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas. Come on back tomorrow for day 21. Now, I think I need some eggnog to wash this mince pie down. Honey!